Hey there, this is Rich Pav from www.haroflungjapan.com, and right now I'm walking from the Ikebukuro police station back to the Ikebukuro train station. This morning, when I changed trains at Akabane, I got on the Saikyo line, and when it stopped in Ikebukuro, I had to get off to let people out because the train was really, really crowded. When I got back on, I was standing behind a young woman, and we were smashed up against each other. And I felt somebody's hand between us. My hands were down in front of me because I was holding my backpack. And I felt this hand really going at this woman's ass. He had his hand up his skirt, and he's really copping a major feel. And this really pissed me off. First of all, well, not first of all, but one thing is I didn't want it to get arrested because somebody would think it was me. And second of all, I just don't stand for that shit. So as he was feeling her up, I grabbed his wrist, and I couldn't tell who it was. I thought it was the guy standing next to me, but I was holding this arm, and I couldn't tell whose hand it was, and I yelled out in Japanese, "Whose hand is this? Whose hand is this?" And behind me, there was a guy who was trying to get off the train. I mean, he was trying to escape, and I yelled out, he's a chikan, and don't let him get away. So the train was still stopped and the doors were closing, and he's trying to get out through the closed doors, and there are a few guys holding him, trying to keep him from getting out. So while he was being held, we found out who the woman was who was being felled up. So we got off the train, and there were some conductors on the platform who held the guy, and then they took us to the conductor's office on the platform, the three of us, and they put the guy in a separate room in the back, and we sat down in the front and waited for the police to come. I told the police what happened. She told the police what happened. One thing was, before the police came, the conductors asked her if she wanted to have this guy arrested. And she said, well, if he admits he did it, that's enough. And I was like, no way, because, you know, if you let this guy get away, he's just going to do it again. So the police came, and they took us to the police station, and she was in one interrogation room and I was in another, and I was filling out forms, and they came in and told me, we can't arrest the guy because she won't make a statement. And I said I couldn't believe it. So they said, well, why don't you talk to her? And I said, look, this is the one thing I hate the most about Japan is guys like him. And if you don't arrest him, if you don't have him arrested, he's just going to do it again. And nobody should feel like they have to tolerate that kind of thing. And, you know, just think of other women in the future. You know, if you don't arrest this guy, someone else is going to have the same experience again. And the police said, okay, that's enough, and you can go back to your room now. And so I filled out a whole lot of forms. I just wasted an hour. I just wasted an hour and a half. And she won't press charges. So what happens is it's going to be on his record that he was caught and his picture is taken. So if he gets caught again, you know, at least it'll be on his record. So that's the story for today. Also, I took a picture of him, so I'm going to put that on the MP3. So if you're listening in iTunes or on your iPod, you can see his picture, because right after we got out of the train, I took his picture as he was being held by the conductors on a platform. So I had some conversations with the police while I was there. They said, this happens every day. Sometimes it happens more than one a day. And I asked them, well, how often is it that the woman decides not to press charges like today? And they said, about 20% of the time. Usually it's the woman herself that catches the guy. And that's when they go through with it and actually have the guy arrested. But this woman, she was a very quiet type. And I couldn't get her to talk much. You know, while we were in the police car from the train station to the police station, you know, I tried to start up a conversation and she wouldn't talk. So I just think, you know, she's just very, you know, quiet and didn't want to have to go through the trouble of having the guy arrested and having to go in front of court and tell people that she had her ass filled up. You know what she said? She said this is the second time it happened to her. And I can't believe that she won't have the guy arrested. But there's nothing I can do about it. Since I'm not the victim, I can't do anything about it. But the way I see it, I couldn't have done nothing. But his hand was right in front of me, and I could have been arrested had I not done it. And I asked the police, I said, you know, can that be enough? Can I have him arrested? And he said, no, because it wasn't your ass that was filled up. So, and that's the story for today. And if it happens again, I'll do the same thing.